The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
.100% Hockey on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts. John Shannon here, Millard with another night off. Cruise control during the Olympics. Qualification day in Milan as four games came to figure out who's going to meet the big four for the quarterfinals in Milan on Wednesday. Germany beat France 5-1. Switzerland beat the host Italy 3-0. The Czechs had it in tough with Denmark, but finally defeated the Danes 3-2. And Sweden defeated Latvia easily 5-1. So that sets up the quarterfinals on Wednesday. Slovakia, Germany, Canada, Czech, Finland, and Switzerland. And the United States plays Sweden. It is going to be a great day of hockey. And rather than really looking back at what the qualifications were, we're going to preview Wednesday with two guys that know a little bit about the game, Scotty Bowman and John Davidson. Olympic experience, NHL experience, pure unadulterated hockey experience. That's looking at the Olympic quarterfinals with Bowman and Davidson on 100% Hockey.
NHL TV is now on DAZN. Hockey lives here.
Here we go.
Watch every game from every team. The best players in the world. And the coldest plays on ice. Watch up to four games at once for the ultimate NHL experience. Sign up now at DAZN.
Welcome back to 100% Hockey. As the Olympics roll on, we now know the quarterfinals. Thrilled to be joined by the Hall of Famer, Scotty Bowman, and another Hall of Famer, John Davidson, who both have had experience on the international stage, both as players and coaches and broadcasters. So, John, we have the stage set for the quarterfinals. The preliminaries are done today. Anything of the qualification round that jumps out at you says somebody on Wednesday should be a little worried?
Well, I think that, Canada started and they're right where they want to be. They're so professional. And I think they, as a team, They just follow Sidney Crosby's way of doing business, and it's business, and it's calm, and it's serious, and they play. The other teams, I don't think, are quite there just yet. The U.S. isn't there just yet. I think they'll be good. It's going to be interesting. I think Sweden's gotten better. The teams, I look at this, and it's a one game knockout now, which is wild and interesting and going to be a great day to watch hockey. But is it going to be the power play? Is it going to be a goalie steal a game? The Swedes, again, I think they've gotten better as the tournament's moved along. The Finns always stay in games. So it's a really hard thing to try to judge where it's going, in my opinion. But I do think In reality, Canada is right where they want to be and have been and know they are and feel it and follow Crosby's lead. I mean, you look what Crosby does and you see how Celebrini fits right in. It's pretty interesting to watch.
Scotty, I mean, it's Canada versus Czechia. That's one of the four. But the Swedes are going to play the Americans. And would you suggest that might be the toughest of the four quarterfinals?
Oh, for sure. Every player on the lineup today was in the NHL.
Yeah.
And now it looks like they've settled on, obviously, on Markstrom. And that was a bit of a question mark. He hasn't had the year in the NHL that he had before. But, you know, like John said, one game going in, he's got a lot of experience as well. So, but they have enough players, Sweden, if they can go. I mean, I think the game today helped them immensely, although they have to play back-to-back, but it wasn't a strenuous physical game, so I don't think that'll have any effect. I mean, it'll just, you know, get them going again tomorrow, and it's a challenge. And, like, Sweden and Finland have had upsets before, not a lot of them, but they are capable with the defense corps they have. They got a lot of experience on the defense. They should end up. I don't know how many penalties will be in the game. But I would think both teams have to be on their best. Not behavior, but they have to be careful not to throw in any early power plays. And I don't know if Sweden can pull it off. But it looks the changes they made going into today. They announced somewhere on the, I didn't get all the names. I don't know if they said them or not on the Canadian broadcast. They said that I don't know if they mentioned Sundin and Lidstrom. Did you hear that?
Well, I think that Kevin Bieksa mentioned that he thought maybe they were lobbying the coaching staff. Well, I'm not sure that's accurate. Let me ask you this. Every time JD lobbied you, Scotty, did you listen?
No. Well, I've texted Anders Sorenstam because I have a good relationship with him. I was quite impressed the way he coached youth hockey. You know, he coached the Mission. I had a grandson playing on his team. He's in university now. He didn't go the hockey route, but he's playing in a Division III. But, you know, I always kid him around because he had the best midget team in USA. He had Dvorak, and he had Nylander, and he had Schmaltz. That was his number one line. And I keep saying, how did you never win a national title? but Sweden picked him. I mean, it was a good pick because he's got a little experience. He ran the defense corps for Chicago, and he's worked his way up. He coached in the American Hockey League. He's a real. He's gone to all these clinics, John. He's a smart hockey guy. I think he's in a tough spot because he's working. He's the only NHL man on the staff. So I don't think he has as much push as he would if there was other NHL people there, you know. But it is odd that that both Carlson, who's playing very well, by the way, Erik Karlsson and Hedman grew up together playing with all those great junior tournaments. John, did you do some of those tournaments?
Yeah, over the years, for sure.
But
Scott, when we look at the U.S., they're good. I mean, that's a really good hockey club. So you start talking about Sweden and you figure, can they? As you mentioned, their defense is good. And I remember, go back to previous Olympics, I think it was Salt Lake City, the Swedes showed up with a torpedo with that way to exit the zone and all that stuff. And they ended up getting knocked out with that crazy goal. But this team here has, I think, gotten better as the tournament's gone on. Their defense is good, as you mentioned. Those are NHL guys that can move the puck, and I mean move the puck. So that's going to be interesting to me. If the U.S. does a lot of stuff on the rush, it'll be good. If they get forechecking, they got to be careful because those guys could spring the puck. I mean, we saw, I think Carlson hit Zibanejad today. This is going to be a good hockey game. I'm really looking forward to this one.
The whole thing about back-to-backs, the qualification, you know, having to play today, the Swedes did. They're going to play the Americans tomorrow. Dare I remind anybody, 2010, Canada was in the same boat. Canada had to play on the Tuesday night and beat Germany.
Beat Russia.
And then beat Russia. That's right. That's right. They played the back to back. One of the game against Germany. That was where Shea Weber put the puck right through the net.
Is that game, John? Does that start at 9:30 local time in Italy?
The Canada
six
game.
6 hours. The U.S. game with Sweden.
It starts at 9:10 local time.
9:10 local. So that's plenty of rest. I think I'd rather just be on my horse, get back playing. I'd love to play. Scotty, remember the NHL playoffs? It used to be 4 games and 5 nights to start a round. I thought as a goalie, if you felt good in game one, I loved it. Play 2 at home, go on the road 1 day off, and play 2 more. 4 and 5 nights. It was fantastic as a player, for me at least.
I knew you were coming on, John, I was going to ask you, imagine now, we know tomorrow, we don't know, but we're pretty sure Markstrom is going to go back to back. And I mean, he wasn't overworked today. But, no. John, even in the NHL, I watch all these teams, and I know once you drink the elixir, one team, the other ones are going to start and still drink it. But some nights a goalie goes, when they have these back-to-backs, and they have a ton of them this year, some teams won 13 or 15. Now, some nights the first goalie doesn't get a lot of work, but very seldom do they put him back the next night. I mean, I don't know the reason. Maybe probably one of the reasons I thought was they don't want to give the first guy so many games that he can't handle. And then if you don't give the second goalie any confidence, I mean, you're a goalie. If you don't have confidence.
I think they feel today that if you don't have a decent second goalie, you got no shot at the playoffs because the amount of games they want them to play. I mean, your days with Glenn Hall and all that. I mean, how did you work it in St. Louis with Jacques Plante and Glenn Hall?
Well, that was quite a story because we signed Jacques, and Lynn Patrick and I brought him into St. Louis, and oh my goodness, he got his knee scoped at the end of June after we drafted him about a week earlier. He got a cartilage taken out of his knee. He was 40 years old, 39 going on 40. And then we signed him, and then we had a long conversation. Lynn had never really spent a lot of time with him. I knew Jock a lot. I coached a game against the Russians when he came out of retirement. So then we talked to Jock, and he was so funny. He said, "You know, Scotty, I'm just thinking about the plan, and until I get my bearings, could I play the home games against the West Division for the first month or two?" And they said, you know, and then Glenn could play the away games against the West. And then we had a third goalie, Ernie Wakely,
said, yeah.
Put him to the Wolves, and he can play against the East. You know, I said, well, I can't do that. But it worked out that we played one of them 38 and the other 39. It was really close. But the big advantage, John, was that we were able to, if we had a back-to-back with travel, Ernie Wakely, I don't think he was there the first year, but he was there the second. But we had three young goalies. We had the Robbie Irons, we had Teddy Wimet and Gary Edwards. And we had two of them playing back every second game with our farm team. But the other one, we called him a caddy goalie. So he always practiced if Glenn Hall played tonight. Tomorrow, Glenn didn't practice, but say Gary Edwards was up and he was a goalie. We keep him for a month. So what we could do is whoever was playing tomorrow night on a back-to-back, we let him fly the day of today's game. And we kept them pretty fresh. I think reason they gave up 157 goals, both of them. They had 13 shutouts. One had 7 and the other had 6. But 21 goal games, 20. Yeah. I mean, I look back, if we got a goal in 30-something games, we could get a point. So they were arrested. I mean.
Yeah. You know, John, we were mentioning Markstrom. I remember when I was with the Rangers, running the Rangers before I got fired, that was. We had a game coming up at home, and it was, I can't remember if it was Vancouver. I think it was Vancouver, but it might have been Calgary. But anyway, Markstrom was their goalie. And he had gone home to Sweden as his father had passed away. So he missed 3 or 4 days of practice and playing and all that, flew into New York, wanted to play, hadn't practiced nothing. Mm-hmm. He was sensational, beat us. And it might even have been a shutout, if I remember correctly. I remember being questioned by the ownership of the Rangers about Markstrom's goal pads. How can he have pads so big and tall? I said, because he's big and tall. That's how he can have them. And to see what he did there, it just rung my bell saying, this guy's a tough guy. And so it's going to be interesting. I think this U.S. is a favorite. They should win. But this is going to be a real interesting game with Sweden.
Well, and on the other side, Canada playing Czechia, and there is something silly that Canada is actually playing the same team twice because they're in the same pool, and just because of the seeding system, they end up playing. They've only played 3 games, and two of the 4 games are going against the Czechs, and it looks like it's Dostal's goal, and he's the best of the three.
He's good. He's a good goalie. No question about that. And they have some talent there. I mean, Netchess, he's a world-class player. Yep. Dostal, as we mentioned, they've got guys that are good players. I just don't think they have the depth to deal with what Canada's going to throw at them. I don't think they have a chance with that. They may hang in for a while, but Dostal better be good. And I mean, real good. Otherwise, it should be, if Canada just goes and plays the way they've been playing, they'll take care of business.
You know, when, Scotty, the challenge now over the last couple of days is, and I know it's different with the Olympics, but Canada hasn't played for a couple of days. Everybody had a family day on Monday. They practiced today. So they haven't really faced any adversity yet, I don't think. How important is facing adversity for a hockey club or as a coach? Are you not worried about the other team and you're just coaching this team as good as it is?
No, I think the depth of the team and the way that they've gone on and, you know, they're not looking ahead. I mean, I think with Canada, they're not nervous. I mean, if they weren't playing at the level that they've played at, that would be another story. So I have to be honest and think that they're going in with as much confidence. I mean, confidence is a big factor. And I think when you look at the lineup that they have, they could run into a team. You never can tell. Obviously, Dostal, I've seen him play this year. I watch Anaheim a few times. And, you know, he's the kind of goalie, a young goalie. I've seen him get bombarded some nights. If he gets bombarded, he's like most goalies, like he gets in a zone. I don't really think though that Canada. I mean, with the lineup they have, I think they're going in with the right frame of mind. I mean, they're not. This is not the gold medal game for sure, and they have to get through it. But they know that they haven't had a real weakness this year in any of the games. I can't fault anything to do with their team. So we can't make them nervous.
John, I think Canada when the Olympics started. Everybody, and rightly so to a degree, questioned the goaltending, and Binnington in particular. He's not had a solid season, but he does have the resume. Right off the hop, there's no doubt John Cooper and their staff gave him every bit of good news he needed to hear going in. And in the first period of the first game, he did get some shots. He looked calm as hell. He stopped everything. He held on to everything. He did everything. So that to me settled that aspect of the job. Settled everybody down. And that was the only real question mark for their team going in, you know, other than where is Celebrini going to play and how will he do, blah, blah, blah. Well, we know that answer. This kid's something else. But I think that the goaltending situation where Binnington he seems to be able to just rise to it. We drafted him when I was in St. Louis and boy, it's nice to see a kid have a career that he's had, and he just comes up big all the time, and he calmed everything down in that particular part of Canada's resume or their club early.
You mentioned lines. Scotty, you were always famous for not necessarily being too patient with your lines. But you love twosomes more than anything, didn't you? You like got two guys playing together. You want MacKinnon with McDavid, or you want to save that for special moments?
No, I like the way he lined up now because, you know, he's got McDavid and Celebrini, and he puts Wilson there. And I think what he's looking at is he knows how good McDavid is, and we're talking when that power play, if you can't really count on winning games on a power play because you don't know if you're going to get them. But I think he's going to stick with as much as he can. And the fact that MacKinnon didn't dress today, I don't think they said, no, he's fine. I would be – the only thing about Canada that I was kind of wondering about is – and his replacements played very confidently, but he hasn't been as tested as he might get tomorrow, is Morrissey. Morrissey had a pretty decent tournament with the Four Nations, and right. It looks like he's had some type of an injury, but they said he's good to go. But Harley's gone in – he's done a good job. He's done a good job. And I've always wondered about the Canadian defense if they get pressured. And although I'm looking at Sweden, and you know, I don't know if they're a team that's gonna go in and all guns a blazing and try to get in there and forecheck as much as they can. I think they'll be more patient. And that if Canada doesn't have a lot of pressure on their defense, it should be a more of an advantage than a disadvantage.
But really, have we even noticed the Canadian defense in these three games, truthfully?
No, because teams haven't been able to put much pressure right. In the end zone. Yeah. And they haven't, you know, I don't know. I mean, you could see the way Canada wants to play. They want to really play in your end. And I mean, the USA, they have really, really good defensemen. I mean, John would know how good Werenski is. He's from there. But I mean, and you look at Quinn, they're all puck handlers, though. And they're not playing USA. And I mean, give Sweden credit. Their defenses are very under. I mean, Dahlin's having a terrific season again. He's more offense than defense, but he's going to make the right play. And Hedman's had a very strange season with so many injuries, but he should be rounding into pretty good condition. And they got Carlson there. I think it's going to be when you think about it, the kid from St. Louis has had a pretty so-so year, but they're pretty good on defense. And, you know, I think...
Do you think that leads to a high-scoring game? The U.S., with their defense to jump in and move the puck, and, geez, they're lethal. And the same, you look at that Swedish defense, they've got a lot of guys can do exactly the same thing. Does this lead to a high-scoring game? Maybe.
You know, John, Nylander and certainly Lucas Raymond and Forsberg, I mean, these are really skillful shooters. They fire the puck. I mean, you're right. I don't know if we've seen the worst of those guys. I think they're going to be going into that game and feeling pretty good about themselves. They got enough firepower up front, you're right, to have some shots. I don't think it's going to be a team that's going to be easy to put away at the beginning. And, you know, they're just rounding into a team. I don't know how many played together, but they got a pretty good team when you think about Ekman. You know, Emerson Ek is a good face-off guy. They're pretty well-rounded, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back and break it down a little bit more on 100% Hockey with Bowman and Davids. I don't even have to speak. This is great.
Car shopping should be exciting, not exhausting. That's where Car Gurus comes in. They have advanced search tools, unbiased deal ratings, and price history, so you know a great deal when you see one. It's no wonder that Car Gurus is the number one rated car shopping app in Canada. When you're car shopping on your phone, it shouldn't be a maze. You need to see all the information. With the Car Gurus app, you can. Powerful search tools that you see deal ratings, price history, and dealer reviews on listings all in one place. And you can turn on real-time price drop alerts so you never miss a great deal. Car Gurus connects you with trusted dealerships when you're ready, ensuring a transparent, hassle-free buying process. Buy your next car today at cargurus.ca. Make sure your deal is the best deal. That's carguru.ca. Carguru.ca.
Welcome back, 100% Hockey. Scotty Bowman and John Davidson. John, what was your first Olympics as a broadcaster?
Oh, Salt Lake City, was it?
No,
pardon me. Was it? I did five of them. Okay, let's go look at. I did Italy. I think that was the last one.
You were in Lillehammer, weren't you?
I was in Lillehammer. I was in France. I was in Japan. Okay. I was in Italy, and I was in Salt Lake City. But okay. I don't know which ones, what order.
Okay,
they were,
so
right?
That's Albertville, Lillehammer.
Yeah, Albertville was actually in a place called Maribel, which is on the side of a mountain. And that's when the Soviet Union or Russia, they had the unified team.
Right.
And they ended up winning it. Well, I was working for CBS, which is American television. And the U.S. team with Keith Tkachuk, I mean, they were rolling. And they had a goalie by the name of Ray LeBlanc. And he was sensational. So CBS had this thought of, let's fly his parents over and we'll interview the parents and show them on TV. It'd be a blast. So they did. They flew. And the kids, that was it. Game over. He struggled after that. But it was a fascinating Olympics. I remember one team there was Poland. And they came from the coal mining area. And they hardly had proper equipment. It was something else for those guys. But Sean Burke was the Canadian goalie, and Mr. Burke, his dad, he wouldn't even watch the games. He'd be out on the side of the mountain walking the streets. He couldn't take the pressure. It was a wild time, and it was a lot of fun. That's when it got out about Lindros. He was offered a whole bunch. It was like a $50 million contract with Quebec, and he turned it down. Uh-huh. And it was all kinds of things going on. It was a fun time.
You were in Lillehammer for Peter Forsberg's goal?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in my garage today, and I found one of his stick. He had signed it for me. It was a neat thing. Yeah, Peter's a great guy. That was something else with Corey Hershon goal, and every time that his team would go down, he'd turn and face the crowd sitting on the bench, then he'd go back in, and Forsberg scored that goal where he kind of faked and then one hand on the stick and went around and was able to score the winner. That was something else. Paul Kariya was in that one. That was fun. That was a great time in Lillehammer.
They made a postage stamp out of that in Sweden.
Yeah. And they
had a couple guys on that team. Mats Naslund was on that team.
I believe so, yes.
And Håkan Lube, well, I know he was. Håkan Lube was too.
Didn't Corey Hurst, they were going to make a stamp with him, he turned it down or wouldn't let him use his image or something? Corey was still mad. He was upset for a long, long time. He was steamed.
And then you were in 98. And Scotty, how close did you get to coaching the Canadian team in 98? Did you have a chance?
I was going to, and then I had to get my knee. I had to get the knee replacement. So I talked to Glenn Sather before the summer. I had to get it done, and I couldn't even walk. So that's how it happened, really. And I guess he was the manager of the team. I don't think he coached, though.
Because that was Bobby Clark and Bob Gainey ended up running that team.
That's
the one that they hired. In the end, they hired, I was told, it was down to Colin Campbell and Mark Crawford.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh.
Yeah.
And then that in Japan, John? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
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 Right.
We had a good time in Japan, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the. They still talk about the shootout with Gretzky not being used, and holy smokes. Oh. And the U.S. team celebrated a little bit one night, got in a little trouble.
That was before social media. So it,
you know, the one in Salt Lake City when the Swedes got knocked out. Because of that long goal by Belarus on, yep. I think, Tommy Salo, right? He jumped up and hit his face mask and went in the net. It was 2.5 minutes to go. Anyway, I went down to the locker room after the game and the Swedes were there. And they had changed and put their sweatsuits on and they were in the hallway. Every one of them had their hands in their pockets and they were walking around like robots, kind of half bumping into each other, back and sideways, not saying a word. I'd never seen a team in all my years so crushed. After a game, after a loss, they didn't even know how to say hello, goodbye. They didn't know how to do anything. And then the other thing about that Olympics was when the U.S. beat Russia or Soviet, whatever it was, and Fetisov was running the Russian team. I broadcasted that game, went down after, and I saw Slob and started talking to him, and he was upset. He was mad at everything, the refereeing, the this, the that, everything. And then the phone rang, and he grabbed his cell phone, and he says, "Oh," and he looked at me, and his eyes were just bulging, and he showed me Putin. So he was taking the call from Putin to talk about the loss to Team USA. It was something else, man alive. I really enjoyed being around Slava all those years. As Scotty knows.
Well, you know, hey, listen, you guys have both touched on it, but we haven't mentioned it because it hasn't been a factor, is the officiating. It's been pretty good, hasn't it, Scotty?
Yeah, well, I think the influx of the NHL referees, the players they know what they're like, and they've got, how many do they have from the NHL? Eight,
seven referees? Or eight, yeah.
Seven,
yeah.
Or eight. So I mean, you know, they know. I mean, I don't think if it was all European, you'd have a different flavor. The players know that they're not as competent as the NHL. So that was a big factor. And but John, are they going to get the ice painted for tomorrow?
No, Scotty. Here, I can tell you right now, Scotty. And I'll tell you what, you know, they did change Friday. The boards. They did change the boards.
They did,
because
yeah.
Enough goaltenders complained, right. And then my intel tells me the NHL did go to them and say they better do something about it. But yes, Scotty, after doing some due diligence. With at least two people on this call right now, they are trying to paint the lines. Now, they don't paint lines. It's a piece of cloth. Yeah, it's a piece of cloth under the ice. Yeah. So they have to shave it down But that's the real issue. They were hoping to do it Thursday, but that's the two women's games are Thursday.
They can do it Friday.
They can do it at some point to allow us to view the lines, because it really has. You're right; it has faded a great deal from the start of the tournament.
There hasn't been any offside goals or anything, have there? It's amazing how they haven't had any. There hasn't been many reviews either. I mean, a couple of goals, but not a lot.
And no, what about shootouts?
Officiating's been outstanding. It's been outstanding. Yeah. It really has. It's nice to watch when they work, when they're not a part of the game. You know, they call what they have to call. They don't want to make calls, and you can see that. It's perfect, to this point at least. Now it's going to obviously pick up with the tempo and playing hard and all that stuff, but that's been great.
They go to shootouts till the gold medal game, I understand. Mm-hmm. And the gold medal game is played like overtime NHL style?
3-on-3, though.
Three on three.
20 minutes.
Okay.
So somebody's going to score. there's no chance they're going 20 minutes three on three without a goal, right?
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they're going to be tired. There's no doubt if we get to a second overtime in the gold medal game. But I do think it's better than having a shootout in the gold medal game.
Absolutely. No.
All right. Before we go, Slovakia, Germany. Thoughts? John?
Slovakia, Germany. Slovakia with Slavkovsky. And I look at this one and I go, Germany, you know, wherever they come from. But then you start looking at some of their guys. Stutzel, Sider's a competitor, man. That kid for Detroit, that kid competes. Dreisaitl competes. Grubauer's a pretty good goalie, 11-6 this year in Seattle. Slovakia don't have the famous goaltending name that's playing in the NHL, but the kid's been good. I mean, he's been really good.
Right,
exactly. So I look at this one, and I kind of that's a hard one to pick. Slovakia was so good and played so smart against the Finns, but Germany just keeps trucking along. So I'm kind of stymied. I don't know what to think on this thing.
Finland, Switzerland. That's where Heischer's going to play, Scotty. So Finland and Switzerland. I mean, I'm not going to ask John to vote on this because he's Yarmo's buddy. So, and if John picked Switzerland, Yarmo would never speak to him again. So,
no,
I mean,
probably right. But boy, there's good players on both teams again. You know, that's one thing about this is the power plays. If one team gets stupid and loses their control, there's enough good players per team. Even you take the Chechnya team and you think think of Pasternak and all those guys. You think of Switzerland and you think of Meyer and Heischer and all these guys. If you may take a major penalty, it could make a difference. Scotty, I don't know who you pick in that one, but it's going to be another tight game, I think.
I think Finland is the one team of all the teams remaining that could play as frustrating a game. Yeah. Because I've seen them before, and with, you know, if they ever get into that lead position, which they can, they shut the door. They don't forecheck. Yeah. I've seen Switzerland try it on occasion, and I don't know if they've just tried to emulate Finland, but Finland's been a tough out because of the way they can. They don't need a lot of goals. I don't know if they're going to score a lot of goals either, but they don't need a lot of goals. And I mean, certainly Saros, he's had a good tournament, and that could be a big difference. I mean, Grubauer has come back this year and had a pretty good season, but Saros, you know, he's had a really good tournament.
Yeah, you know what the Finns, John and Scotty, is they tried to get a little bit bigger this time round. They're very smart hockey players, defensive-minded, obviously, all of them, but they were smaller. They're a little bit bigger now, and that's by design, and I think it's going to help them. I really do. And you know the one guy there that's kind of a lesser name, he's made two or three unbelievable plays for goals, is at Armia. Just good plays. I mean, brilliant plays. So you just never know.
It's amazing how different players play when they put their national sweaters on. You know, David Kampf today. And David Kampf didn't do that in Toronto. David Kampf's not doing that in Vancouver. But David Kampf's doing it for Chechen.
He'll muscle Lars Eller for the goal right in front there.
But Joel Armia is one of those guys that when you talk about size, he looks a heck of a lot bigger as a Finn than he does as an LA King.
Same size ice surface.
I know. Okay, USA Sweden, Scotty. You're on the spot. USA Sweden.
Well, I mean, I like the way that the USA has had a lot of support. I think that if they can, I'm still anxious to see if they get a lot of work. I still think Hellebuck, after what he did in the Four Nations, they've gone with him. There's no question that he's their goalie. If they get pushed with a lot of scoring chances, it's a big test for him. He hasn't had the year he had a year ago, but, I mean, he's won three Vezinas. So, you know, that's a lot to do. The team wasn't that good. So I'm leaning more that the USA, they, as long as they don't look too far ahead, and I don't think they will now, but they're a pretty determined group. I mean, you must have confidence. If you lost the Four Nations in overtime, I mean, it's virtually a few changes, but not a lot. It's pretty well, you know, when you look down the middle and you got Matthews and you got Eichel and you got the Kachuk playing with him, and you know, you've got to look at that team and say that the goaltending, I don't see a weakness. I don't see a weakness in the United States team. So I got to stick with them.
Yeah, I agree with Scotty too, John. The one thing that just gnaws at me a little bit is they play with a lot of emotion, and that's good. But be smart. But I think they're the better team, and I think they'll win.
Quinn Hughes has been good.
Yeah, oh yeah, those guys back there, they're a scary group. When you have Werenski playing with Sanderson, and you've got three sets of D, something's going to give. Especially if they're down, watch out, they're going to go. And they're fun. And I've been very close and watched Zach Werenski ever since he was drafted in Columbus. This is one of the, this is a pro's pro. And he understands situations. He's gotten better defensively every year. And he's got the ability to make a difference, in particular with his shot. He's got a wrist shot that's as good as most forwards' wrist shots. So I just think, and I agree with Scotty, there's no real weakness there. And then you talk about the Eichels and this and that. Tage Thompson's a hell of a player. And not only his shot and the way he scores, but he can set plays up. I mean, there's a lot to talk about when you think about the U.S. club. And I kind of wish that if it ever got down to the finals and it's Canada, U.S., let's make it the best of three. Make it the best of five. Have some fun with this.
I guess we're assuming Canada's beating Czechia.
We better. Good assumption.
I'll go out on a limb and say, yeah, I think they will. Yeah,
okay.
That's a good hockey club. Boy, those guys are, they carry themselves with this very special sense of professionalism. They've been, ever since this tournament started, they've been really, really good everywhere, every way. Everybody's going to get pressured, though. Something's going to happen and see how they deal with it. It's going to be one of the great hockey days tomorrow you'll ever find.
Gentlemen, thanks for this.
Well, thank you, John. Good seeing you, Scotty.
Bye, John. Yeah.
Yeah, all the best, man. Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, John.
Thanks for listening or watching this edition of 100% Hockey. I'll be back after this.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Thanks to Davidson and Bowman. That was the easiest show I have ever done. My job was just to be the traffic cop. Not threw too many things in. Let those two guys talk because they know a heck of a lot more about the game than I do. So just to repeat, and we'll go through this a little simpler. The four games on Wednesday, the quarterfinals. Slovakia plays Germany. That's at 6:10 Eastern Time, 3:10 Pacific. Those of you who are listening to this right now in Vancouver or in Seattle, the game's probably on. Canada plays Czechia at 10:40 Eastern Time, 7:40 Pacific. Finland plays Switzerland just after the noon hour in the east and 9 a.m. in the west. And the United States does the final game against Sweden at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Time, just after noon on the West Coast. It is going to be a great, great day of hockey. And as a reminder, once the quarterfinals are over, before the semifinals, which take place on Friday, the quarterfinals, what happens is there is a reseeding. So we really don't know who Canada, we really don't know who the United States will play. We have to wait until all the games are over before the IIHF reseeds the teams and then announces the quarterfinal or the semifinals and their timings. So it's going to be fun tomorrow. It's going to be some great hockey. It has taken us 10 days to get there, and we are finally there. One and done. Best on best. On 100% Hockey. Thanks for listening and watching.